Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
3 minutes. 3 full minutes. 180 seconds to share your thoughts at a city council meeting, a board of supervisors meeting, and, well, maybe to top it off right here in the presence of a staff member of Eureka Broadcasting, a.k.a. KINS Radio 106.3 on your dial. Who came up with this three-minute rule? Well, of course, it's true that you can find anything on Google, and so I did. The three-minute rule is a guide on how to deliver an effective speech or pitch using a simple three-step formula. And it provides practical tips on techniques for crafting and compelling a message that can capture the attention of any audience in just those 3 minutes. So who and what do I want to spend my time this morning mastering the art of this method? When I think about it, you know, I'm reminded about the years I spent in television and the days we used to run these, they were called PIs, or better known as per inquiries. These were the first time television ran these infomercials. And, well, you probably remember the Ginsu knife followed by a huge line of dishware and other kitchen items. These commercials ran, and, well, you'd have to send in your check, and that's how the TV station got paid. By the way, I still have my two Ginsu knives. In my case, anyway, back to my mission today. Sometimes my rants are over 3 minutes and sometimes short. Thank goodness for people like Rod and Winston who make it work in this time allotted. So you ready? Ready for the bite? I got my water bill from the city of Eureka this past week and almost fell through the floor. This time last year, my bill was $87. My new magic number, $127. This is the same people that live in the same house taking the same amount of showers, doing the laundry and dishes, and over the course of 1 year, my water bill has increased 45%. Having a garden in the summer months, you know, I'm going to have to pray for rain. I've checked for leaks in the faucets and the whole nine yards, and I just can't understand this kind of increase in my services. You know, with all these unfunded liabilities, as my friend and mentor sometimes substitute right here on the radio, Patrick Cloney says, ouch. If I'm not the only one out here getting these increases, please let me know. If so, please be mindful that you should be prepared to go before the city council the next time the water and sewer increases come up. You know, I didn't get an increase of 45% in my wages this past year, and I'm not sure about you. As well, we should all be in the same boat, especially if the grocery stores, etc., are seeing their water bills increase. And you know it's going to come right out of your basket. Then you know it's going to come right out of your basket when you check out. I'm ready for the blowback, but it better not take more than 3 minutes to convince me a 45% increase is justified. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.